Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The book, it's a good one. 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle. Joining us now to talk about all of that, former Baltimore Colts center, part of the Super Bowl V championship team, he's Bill Curry. Bill, thank you for your time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to you. I'm delighted to be on in Baltimore. The best years of our career were in Baltimore.
Now, let me ask you this before we talk about the book and reminisce about the days with the Colts. The free agent frenzy in the NFL is happening. Trent Brown, offensive tackle, just signed 4 years, $66 million with the Raiders. We saw what happened with Antonio Brown. When you watch all of these dollar figures flying around, what goes through your mind?
We can't do it. We can't say it on a family station. So the evil part of me, and we all have a little bit of that in us, says, well, why did we go on strike? We were averaging, I think our average salary was like $30,000. And we were being called communists and no overpaid and ungrateful. This is in the mid-70s because we were striking to address what we call the Roselle rule, or a chance to move at some point in one's career from one place to another. And we set in motion, I'm not saying that we're not, my generation is not taking credit for what this generation is earning, but we did have a small role in getting the ball rolling. And what we went, because the owners absolutely annihilated us, they ended up facing strikes during the regular season in the 80s and the 90s. I did not think we would ever be able to do that, but it was done. And now the players control 60% of the gross of a $14 billion industry. And that's strong medicine.
Do you think the players today have an appreciation for what you guys did 40-some years ago?
No, and I don't expect them to. I think the old people my age that walk around with their lip poked out because people are not bragging on us are unrealistic. They weren't even alive when it happened. I heard reference when we were coming on the air that probably you weren't alive when we were playing in Baltimore. It was so long ago, and very few people are going to sit down with a history book and say, gee, who should I thank today? I don't think so. I mean, we ought to thank George Washington every day, but we don't. We were certainly no George Washingtons. We were just trying to get a little something for the players.
Bill Curry joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Monday. Tell us about the book, 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle, and we talked about it before we brought you on. You played for Vince Lombardi, played for Don Shula. I mean, you coached at Alabama, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Georgia State. I mean, your football life has been very fruitful, plentiful. You have Super Bowl rings. Talk about the book. You have a new chapter as well that you want to talk about.
Well, it came out 10 years ago, and it did okay. I mean, we sold out. ESPN Books published it. And then to my amazement, about a year ago, maybe a little longer, I started getting a lot of inquiries. Where's your book? We can't find your book. Amazon is run out. And I was speaking all over the country. When I speak to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission or Duke Power and have executives walking up to me and scientists saying, gee, I can't find your book, that was a funny feeling. So we got another publisher, redid the book, and added a chapter addressing today's concerns in football, the brain damage thing, and is football losing its traction? And the answer is no. It is among very young people, but it certainly is not in the NFL. So I rewrote the book, took hopefully improved it, and we brought it back out. And there's a lot more interest this time than there was the other time. But the basis of the book, the reason I wrote the book in the first place, was to pay homage to people like John Mackey and Willie Davis and Don Shula and John Unitas and Bart Starr, all of whom were huge in influencing my career and made all the difference in my life. And I just try to, in the book, I try to pay tribute and describe each one of them the best I can.
All right, let's get to the book and some of the stories from Green Bay and Baltimore. And for the record, I am old enough to remember the Colts. I grew up with the Burt Jones, Lytle Mitchell, Sack Pack era, though. So, you know, I'm 54.
Yeah,
I was a younger guy.
Those guys were pretty good, too, yeah. I had the thrill of meeting Burt Jones last year. But go ahead, you were going to ask questions.
All right, Vince Lombardi, Don Shula, you played for both. Compare the two, if you could.
Well, I got in trouble for comparing the two. When we went to Super Bowl III, which was the worst day of my professional career. Everybody knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
We were 15-1 and might have been one of the great teams of all time. We really might have been. But when I got there, I was the only player that had played for Coach Lombardi and Coach Shula. So the press descended on me. I had not been interviewed a lot. I wasn't very smart. I said a lot of things that were true. I said some things that were stupid. And border on the truth. And I called Lombardi abusive and uncaring and all those kinds of things. And I said, Don Shula is just as tough, probably tougher, but he really cares about us and he forms relationships with us. And Shula had rescued my career. I owe my whole career to Don Shula. I really do. So I wasn't unbiased and I wasn't very kind to Coach Lombardi. And I ended up, couple of years later, having to go back to his hospital room in Washington, D.C. and apologize to him on his deathbed. And being the gracious gentleman that it turned out that he was, he forgave me when I probably least deserved it. So it was all a stunning experience for a young person trying to learn how to live and to be properly respectful to those who have earned one's respect.
Bill Curry joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you, talking about his career in the National Football League, the book, 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle. Let's talk about Johnny U. And, of course, you know, we don't have enough time to talk about all the awesome things he did as a member of the Baltimore Colts and how much of a trailblazer he was as a football player. But if you had to talk, Bill, about one Johnny Unitas instance, what would it be?
A lot of people ask me, what was the greatest thrill of your career? I mean, you've had all these incredible experiences, played in a bunch of Super Bowls and some of the biggest games in college football of all time, and won some, lost some, and had all those experiences. The two names that people remember the most, actually there are three, they're Vince Lombardi, Don Shula, Johnny Unitas. If you were to add a fourth, it'd be Bart Starr, who deserves to be in the same category with those others, but he wasn't quite as notable for whatever reason in publicity terms. But they also asked me, what was your greatest thrill of all time? And it's not even close. My greatest thrill was this. We're at Memorial Stadium, 33rd Street, Baltimore, Maryland, and we're about to be introduced to what was called at that time the world's largest outdoor insane asylum. We had those Dundalk guys that were our fans, and their salaries were probably about the same as ours. So there wasn't this big divide where players were rich folks, and we drank beer with them, and we were buddies, and the place was hysterical. If we won the toss, we always took the ball in those days, and the first player introduced was the center. So I'm standing there, and the PA announcer is going through all the drills about safety and what have you. And then he says, and for the starting lineups from Georgia Tech, number 50, Bill Curry. So I jog out to the middle of the field and turn over and go over to the bench. And then he introduces nine more guys. And there's cheering, and it's loud. But then he says, and at quarterback, number 19, and that's the last thing you could hear because the decibel level exploded. They did studies, and it was like two jet engines in your ears. It was so loud. Number 19 waddled out to the middle of the field, jogged over to where we were, the other 10 of us were in the huddle, stuck his head with that little blink of his, and we were all veterans. We were grown-ups. We weren't high school kids. And we all had tears in our eyes. And the game was over. the 49ers or the Lions or whoever we were playing did not know that it was over, but it was over. Nobody could beat us in that stadium. And that was my greatest moment, just knowing that I was responsible for his safety and to get the football to him because he was going to work magic. It was incredible. I don't even have words. Really. I try in the book, but that's about the best I can do.
You referenced Bill Curry joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Monday. You referenced Super Bowl III. Colts were 18-point favorites in that game. 15-1, you finished. You were crushing everybody. You lost to the Browns. You more than redeemed yourself against them in the NFL championship game. The previous year, 67, you only lost one game, and that was at the end of the year to the Rams. When you look back at that team, and NFL Network did a top 10 best teams who didn't win, and I think you guys were second, the 68 team behind the 07 Pats, who were undefeated when they lost to the Giants. But if you would have won that Super Bowl by the 18 points that Jimmy the Greek said you were going to, are we talking about you guys 50 years later as one of the 3, 4, 5 best teams in the history of the NFL?
Well, you just named the reasons that we should have been in that conversation, because the year before in 67, we were 11-1-2. We lost one game, tied two. In those days, ties were allowed. But the team we lost to, the Rams, had the same record as us. So we didn't even make the playoffs. Now, you lose one game in an NFL season and you don't make the playoffs? And it was because there was no wild card rule, I suppose. They went on, and we ended up with that one of the most famous games of all time, the Ice Bowl between the Packers and the Cowboys. Well, we beat the Packers and the Cowboys then.
Right.
So, and then we go on the next year, we lose one game during the entire NFL season, and then get beat in a game in the Super Bowl that we should have won, but you can't turn the ball over against a decent team and win, and that's we did that. So the Jets deserved to win. We did not. And so all that stuff, if you live in America and you get to the big game, you better win. Because the only thing anybody remembers about us is that we were losers. And we were very close to being one of the great teams of all time.
Bill Curry, the book, 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle. It's coming back out. Tell everyone why they need to buy it and buy it promptly.
Well, they need to buy it so that they can learn an appreciation for great souls that have sort of been lost, in my mind. Bubba Smith's another guy that figures largely in the conversation in the book. And I mentioned John Mackey earlier. These are some of the greatest players of all time, but more importantly, some of the greatest men of all time. And then the dramatic relationship with Lombardi and Shula, I think, is very interesting. And a lot of the things that are going on in football today are covered, so I hope it would be educational as well.
Bill Curry, we appreciate your time. Look forward to reading the book. Hopefully we can reconnect soon, as a matter of fact.
That'd be great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bill Curry, former Baltimore Colt. The book, 10 Men You Meet in the Huddle. Go to Amazon, other book places, and check that out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.